Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones' spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca LoCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a few moments, but first we have a couple of quick updates. Next year, 2024, from January 12th to January 14th, we have our Winter Grief Transformation Retreat. This retreat will take place in Fort Myers, Florida. As featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will be featured will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond the physical realm. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And I do suggest, just on a personal note, that you book that pretty quickly, because they book up and sell out very, very quickly. So if you're interested in going, I would do that now, even though it seems like January is a million years away. And then we also have our Visionary Explorers group, which meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The Visionary Explorers group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about the phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support group, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers group is a joint project of Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. And for more information, email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. That's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. And if you want more information about us, you want to check out some more events that we have, things like that, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. We'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. But first, and very importantly, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca Ann LoCicero, and she is not only one of the certified mediums of the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a published author of two books. She's the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, and she's also a pastoral counselor. And I'm so happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Rebecca. You there? Rebecca, you're there?
Unmute.
Oh, you were muted. Okay.
Hello.
The perils of Zoom.
Ah, that was fascinating. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
I don't mean to like read you on air, but are you writing another book, or did you tell me you have a third book?
I am writing another book.
I don't think you told me that.
I am writing another book. I think that's so cool. So
well,
that must
everyone
be my
listening,
spirit.
Everyone listening, you heard it here first. So Rebecca's
you want to know what's interesting too is my book is about telling people what spirit has told me, like not just for what me to do or what kind of like life lessons are out there, but things they've actually said to me. Mm-hmm. Like not the message for you, That was a message for me, right? So you just got a message for me. She's writing a book. But I've gotten messages. Like, Spirit has actually looked right at me and said things to me.
Right. I believe
it. Blows my mind sometimes. I'm like, what? Right. I'm like, oh, let me write that down as a quick note. So I have a lot of little pieces of paper that have, like, little notes about things that Spirit was specifically telling me as a medium to know or to understand or to try to help me with my work and, you know, and hearing them better. So that's, I've been gathering all those little pieces of paper together.
Oh, well, that's good. You better keep on it, because apparently they want you to write this book. They're making me announce this publicly. I'm so sorry about that. I did not know that was going to happen.
Okay, no expectations, no pressure.
Right, no pressure or anything, but write the damn book. But
that's okay. That's okay.
So we have some time to chat. So before we get to, because I want you to tell everyone about your expo, but before we do that, how do you get, I'm sure we've talked about this before with each other, and I've probably brought this up with other people on the show, but I was, I just did the grief retreat last weekend in Connecticut, and I got this question a couple of times, and a bunch of people wanted to know what I do to prepare before a session. And I got to be honest, like, I am the least mystical medium ever. Like, I'm usually making coffee or like washing my dishes before a session, or I'm at the gym. Like, I'm not doing this crazy stuff. So do you do anything? And nothing against anyone who does have a whole ritual and process, but I really just kind of am like no frills.
The only thing that I do as a ritual is when I'm about to read people. It's not anything that I do necessarily for myself. I think rituals come in when, you know, people want to make sure that you're being protected or make sure that, you know, you're in a space and that nothing bad is coming in and all of that. And I think that for myself, and probably you included, there's nothing bad coming in. This is all good. You know, I've got, you know, energy's got my back. I've got my front. We've got this, you know, like we're used to it more than other people may worry, like, what's happening, you know? So I think the perception of having a ritual beforehand for that. And then I think also people want to know, do we have a ritual? And this is where it might come into play, because that, you know, I feel like I protect myself in a lot of different ways, you know, spiritually before a session.
It almost happens like automatically, right? Like, doesn't it just like, you don't even have to really think about it. It just kind of like is protected. I can't explain it.
Right. It's like the beliefs are a part of my energy already. So it's like my guard is already there because of my belief system, maybe.
And I think our guides too would never, like, it's kind of like their bodyguards. So I even if we forgot to do it, I feel like we're, and the client or the sitter is always kind of protective anyway.
Yes. And then another ritual I think people are asking too is not just, you know, to make sure that you're okay in that direction is one thing, but in a totally different way, how about the perception that we read better if we are doing some sort of ritual at the beginning? Like, what is it that we're doing that's opening it up to that moment, to that piece, to that exact moment? I have to just interrupt. I'm a pet lover.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently displaced from my office where I would normally sit for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I have 3 cats and 3 dogs who have a whole house they can be in right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in an odd room, right, doing this. And all the 3 cats and the 3 dogs are all within 3 feet of me.
Well, you know why that is, right?
Well, that's because Spirit is here, and that's very exciting because I know we're going to be reading. So, okay. So going back to the preparing before the, you know, we read, as far as to open up, I do give my 3 rules. And I think that when I give those 3 rules to people about, you know, what's, you know, just basic yes or no, you know, I might get information about people here as well as there, you know, so you think about names in that way or dates in that way. And, you know, how they'll talk about death, trauma, and illness. It's a way to let the sitter know that I'm ready. But I think it's also Spirit's way of knowing that I'm ready.
Yeah, that kind of is the same thing with me too.
Like
my like opening speech, it's like it almost is like a, like Pavlov's dog, like you ring a bell. Like when I start to say it's like Spirit ready. It's like my consciousness mantra is like, okay, you're saying this, so now it's time to open up. Like it's strange, but I that happens for me too. Even though I'm not meditating or anything, I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't control what comes through, I control what they say, blah blah blah, you know, whatever my speech is that I give everyone, but it like triggers that shift,
right? it's maybe a mantra because we say the same, I say the same, basically the same thing every time. Sometimes I'll throw in a little joke, you know.
Spice it up a little bit for yourself.
Well, because I say between here and there, they may give me dates like birth dates, death dates, or anniversaries. I spent many years, I've been doing this 30 years, and I spent many years trying to figure out what the dates were when they gave them to me. Like people wanted to know, why are you saying that date? And then I finally realized that spirit really only was saying birth dates, death dates, or anniversaries. Right. But then you have to tell the sitter they don't have a death date. You know, it's not
that. Right. You got to go over the. Right, yeah, the things that might make them nervous. You know what, though? I will say some days, because, you know, we're not always, like, 100% in the zone. I'll admit it. Like, you know, sometimes you're just, like, you were, I don't know, you're at the DMV. You had to run to the post office, and you just got back from the doctor. And it's just, like, very physical world, normal, like, inane daily stuff.
Wait,
like,
are you saying that mediums are normal human beings with normal lives? And
I know, that might be shocking to people, but we are. So some days, you know, I might have gotten pissed off at the supermarket because someone cut me or whatever, and then I'm, I have to come home and do three readings, and I'm not exactly in the zone. But I'll, like, in that case, I'll light some incense, or I'll do, like, a quick, like, just breathing, just to kind of let some of it go. Like, that's really the only time I have to, like, prepare. But if I'm kind of feeling like my juices are flowing, I don't need to do anything. I think we're all kind of the same in that regard. Like, if we're, like, connected that day, we wake up feeling good, like, we're, you know, ready
well,
to go.
Well, not only that, are they, when we're connected, it's like everything else disappears for me when I connect. I used to joke, like, I could have a headache and I'd start doing a reading and the headache would be completely gone, not on my mind, not there. And then as soon as the reading was over, the headache was back. And I'm the like, wait a minute.
Right. And it happens.
I've had that happen. It's weird.
I guess because we're like almost shifted into another, like, outside of our body. I don't want to make it sound dramatic, but I think that's part of what it is. Okay, so before we get to phone lines, I want you to tell everyone about the about your expo, because I'm sure a lot of people who are in the area would love to attend, being that it's going to be mostly Forever Family mediums, right? It's the three of us that are doing the big presentations?
Yes. Well, actually,
but it's not a Forever Family event.
No.
It is it is not a sanctioned Forever Family event. It's Rebecca's thing, but we are all friends outside of Forever Family, most of us. So, but we do things together from time to time.
Well, what's exciting is that, you know, coming on, the mediums that you have on, we do get to tell people what's coming up for us. And one of the things that I love to do is encourage other holistic practitioners, holistic businesses, or, you know, in general, anyone that's in the new age realm. So for over 12 years, mostly Eastern Connecticut, I've been producing a Psychic and Beyond Expo. And this year we are at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. So Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods are next to each other. Mm-hmm. Mohegan Sun has an Earth Expo. It's this just big, giant kind of room that, you know, with all the vendors we're going to have. So far, we have about 110 vendors. Everything from Tibetan bowls to crystals to sage, jewelry, naughty shirts from the naughty shaman. We've got we've got all kinds of healers, different teachers and different schools all presenting. You should see, you'll see at least 30 Reiki tables out with people doing, you know, sound meditations or quantum touch, pineal gland activation. And then of course there's a fleet of psychics, mediums, intuitives, tarot card readers, palm readers. Think we have
a little something for everybody.
Yeah. So that's about, but that's all vendors. And then we have presentations. So
I'll be there.
Yes, we are so excited.
I'm doing two gallery readings. So if you wanted to come try to get a reading, I'll be there.
I got to tell them how much it is. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's $15 to get in.
Right, it's nothing.
And they get three galleries.
Right, that's two coffees. Like, just skip it twice that week and come see us. And Kim Russo is also going to be doing readings. And yourself.
Yes, well, Kim Russo has her own presentation in the ballroom. There's a whole different ticket sale for her. Her tickets are $50, and it's general admission. And right. And what's fantastic about her event, though, is this is actually a very intimate event. So those tickets are going to sell out super fast. Just right, super so fast because it's, I mean, there's so few available and it's such a, you know, a great, you know, and that's because you guys are the Forever Family Foundation mediums. I'm just so happy to have you guys.
You'll be getting very good readings from us. You know, we're already tested, vetted. You know, come see us. Come see us at the expo. It's a lot of fun. Come say hi. Tell us you listen to the radio show.
We also have the media and social media volunteer for the Forever Foundation. Liz Enton.
Yeah, Liz will be there too.
Yep, she's going to have her book, the WTF.
Yes,
WTF. Just happened. And then we also have, oh my gosh, my Annette. Annette's
coming too?
Yes!
Oh, another very important Forever Fit. Marinaccio, I think, is how
Marinaccio, thank you so much.
I think that's how you're saying.
We love Annette. Now?
Yeah, I think she, no, I thought it was just, I should know. I spent the entire weekend with her last weekend.
Yes, you did. And she is also doing a presentation.
Oh, she is. Okay, good. So don't miss any of that. Anyone listening, again, not exactly a Forever Family event, but a lot of Forever Family people will be there. We're a tight-knit group, so you know you will be getting quality. Not that Rebecca would ever produce anything without quality anyway, but you know what I'm saying.
Thanks.
Okay.
I just wanted to come and give me some hugs. Be like, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah, just come say hi to us, even if you just want to come say hi. Okay, so for those of you tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Rebecca LoCicero, and be sure to check out Rebecca's website at www.rebeccaann.org. Okay, so we're going to take our first call, but before we do, as always, if we take your call on air, I will call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you want to make a connection with Spirit, and Rebecca will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead, we are always happy to take your questions. Okay, so first up, we have Jan from Florida. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. So, Jan, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I was hoping to make a connection.
Awesome. Okay, I'll turn you over to Rebecca.
Thank you.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I apologize. One of my dogs is having low barks, and I look outside, and it is a robin, and I'm like, in Connecticut, so it's a little bit dusk over here, and I'm wondering if maybe a robin might mean something to you, and I really can't even say that that was mediumship. I'm only asking because of what just happened. Is there a dad crossed for you, Jan?
Is there a what?
A dad?
Yes.
I feel a lot of dad energy connecting with you at the moment because I feel as if he wants you to know that everything is okay. Is your mom crossed also?
Yes.
Okay. So I think he's trying to tell me everything's okay, like we're both there. Yeah, awesome. I think he's really just trying to tell me, Dan, your mom and I, we're great. Like, or he's got, or he's holding on to her in some way really tight. Do you understand this?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Would September make a connection for you also for them? That might be a birthday, a death date, or an anniversary?
No.
They could be talking about you also, or they could be bringing somebody else up. So give me one moment, but they do show me September. Jan, and not to throw more people at you very quickly, I'm so sorry, but is there a sister also?
No, not a sister, but there is somebody, a female that is related that passed recently.
Also. Okay. I do feel another female coming through, but she doesn't seem, maybe, I don't know, is she younger than your mom?
Yes.
Is she younger than you?
No.
Okay. So is it like mom's younger sister or something like that?
Niece.
I just feel like there's another female there that is getting brought up, and I hear the word sister or to the side. That's, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what else with that.
It was my mom's sister's daughter, my mom's niece.
Okay, your mom's niece. Okay, so she's your cousin.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. You've lost your cousin.
Yes.
She feels like a sister. Like what I was saying to begin with when I said, did you lose a sister? Does she feel like a sister?
Yes.
Your name is Jan, correct? You said?
Yes.
Is her name with an E? Is she like an Emily?
My mom's name's with an E.
Is an E, your mom. Okay. I always make a joke. Everybody has an Elizabeth. Everybody has a Michael. Everybody's dad read the newspaper. Like, medium shouldn't say those things. But is your mom
mom's
Elizabeth?
Name was with an E. E, but it's an unusual name.
It's unusual. Okay. Is it like Estelle?
No. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, I'm curious. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's Eunice.
Eunice, but it's an E.
Yeah.
Okay. Please know that she was trying to reference that and say hello. I just don't think I would have gotten that as a name. And then is there another J name, another J female?
Not a female, but my dad was
your dad
with
is
a
the
J.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Then maybe it's them too. Well, hey, that's kind of cool. Even good. Okay, good. Yeah. That's just them trying to give me validation and showing me also your dad has a very cheerful face. I need you to know that to have him come through to me for this first reading with you know the show tonight for you. He really makes me feel good. I think your dad was a good guy. Is that okay for me to say?
About 30 seconds left.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Because he kind of puts his arm around me and he lets me know, I got everything good up here. You got everything good down there. We got it going. You know, he's talking to you.
Oh, yay. That's
and I guess important. I need you to know that your cousin is there, of course. And your dad just says, you know, I've got everybody. This is how he makes me feel. Did he cross first?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he seems to take charge like that. Thank you so much, Jan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was awesome.
You're amazing, too. You have a great day.
Thanks,
Jan.
You too.
Have a
Thank
good night.
You again. You
All
too.
Right,
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, very good. We're off to a good start, my friend. Not that I was questioning you, but okay. So next up, we have Caroline from Maryland. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you all?
Good to hear. We're good. So, Caroline, what can we do for you tonight? Do you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
I'd like to make a connection with spirit.
Awesome. Okay, you got it.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Forgive me. I was displaced from my office. I have to get my dog down. I'm like, Rosie, come on. I don't want to mess up their. I'm trying to find another room. I apologize so much. Okay, here we go. Perfect. Caroline, is this a husband crossed?
He did, yes, but that wasn't who I was calling about.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to let you jump in on that one.
Well, to be honest with you, I also only feel the husband energy. So I don't, you know, Karen, I'm so sorry. I don't have anyone else to talk to. But Rebecca, are you getting anything from her husband?
Well, I mean, that's that's kind of where I'm going to start. This is what I'm going to say, Caroline, just between you and me, because I want to say it with as much love as I can. I wish spirit had control, mediums had control of spirit. If you ever do find a medium who has control of spirit, they're not a real medium. The way that spirit is going to work for you right now is that he's going to have to come through first. And I'm just going to see if there's anybody behind him for you. Okay.
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 Okay. Have you lost one of your own, Caroline? Like, have you lost a child?
Yes, I lost our son.
And is this a son? Did you lose a son?
Yes.
Okay. I have the two of them standing together.
That is,
sometimes people wonder what spirit is. Is that okay?
Yes, that's wonderful to hear.
Okay. I think that both of these deaths were considered traumatic to you. All death is traumatic to me, but there are traumas and there are illnesses. These both feel like traumas. Do you understand that?
Yes, they both were.
Okay. That makes me very upset. I'm really happy that Spirit allowed me to read for you. I'm going to say to you again with a lot of love, we don't know who we can bring through. So when you say to somebody that he is crossed, but that's not who I wanted, it shuts a medium off. So in the future, try not to say that, because like 50% of the time it can shut us off because we feel like we're not connecting for you. Do you know what I mean? And I say this with love because I want you to always get an effing best reading ever. Got it?
Yep.
Good. Okay. And I think that your husband and your son and the way that they crossed and the traumas involved in it, I think that with your husband, it seemed like this might have been accidental. With your son, it just seems irreconcilable in my own mind about how he couldn't be here anymore. Do you understand this? Like, it doesn't make sense. And I don't necessarily mean that emotionally. I think I mean that physically with how he crossed.
Yeah, it would have been more the opposite.
Okay, forgive me.
My husband. No, that's okay. But my son, who was the most recent in 2021 passed. My husband passed in 2010. But when my son passed, it was a car accident. So he was only 21. It was completely unexpected.
Too young.
Yes.
That is very, yes. Okay, but with your husband, then okay, so I understand it's just the opposite. Please know that they're both together. Please know that they're both okay. I think that they come and they visit you in signs and deuces, doubles, snake eyes, dice, deuce, like a card, a number two. I think twos are connected in some way. If you get something, it's going to be two birds, two butterflies, two pennies. Do you understand? They want you to know they're together.
Okay.
Rebecca, do you mind if I jump in?
Please do. Go ahead. Jump in.
So, Caroline, I know. So I try to shut up during these readings and let you do your thing.
No, it's okay.
They jump over to me.
We both needed to do it for her.
But, Caroline, your son is showing me, he keeps showing me a little girl here in the physical world that I feel like he probably did not get to meet while he was here. So do you know if anybody had a daughter or is pregnant with a girl, like, after his passing? Would you know anything about that?
His sister, who was 18 months younger, is still here, but she's in the Marines, and as far as I know, she's not pregnant. I just talked to her 2 days ago.
I don't think it's her. I'm really getting your son trying to acknowledge from the other side, somebody's, like, daughter. And I feel like your son had something to do with this soul getting here to the physical world. Like, there may have been an emergency during the pregnancy or during the birth, if the person is born already. But your son keeps saying something that he helped that person get to the physical world. And I hate to be so general. Please forgive me. But I do see an M name connected to whoever this is. So this is either the name of, it's got to be one of the parents or the baby herself. It feels like a younger name or like a more modern name. So it could be like a Megan or even possibly like a Mackenzie or McKay. Like, I feel like it's not like a Margaret or a Maria. You know what I mean? It's like kind of like a newer name.
Well, interesting. My daughter's name is Megan, but she's in the Marines.
Oh,
I mean, I just saw her. She definitely was not pregnant.
Was there somebody that he considered like a daughter or like, you know, a close? And is there another close niece somewhere or a young cousin?
No, I mean, he was really close.
Girlfriend's
with his
kid.
Sister. He had a girlfriend.
Uh-huh. But her name's not Megan or anything, right?
No.
Can I tell you, I will take, sometimes this happens to me during readings and I kind of hate it, but sometimes they'll give me information and it won't be something that's happening right now or like even next year, but it could be like for you, it's important for you to know for down the line. So I don't mind giving this to you because I know it'll help. So when I'm just going to say this to you, I'll leave this with you before I let you go. When the time comes for your daughter to have a baby, if there's any issues at all with the pregnancy or she's worried about something during the birth, please know that your son is on it and everything will be fine, especially if she's like, if this is a pregnancy with a baby girl, because he keeps saying like he has a lot to do with this person getting here in the physical world. He's going to make sure that they're okay. He's going to make sure they get here okay. It's a big deal. So it's awfully coincidental that his sister's name is Megan, and here I am saying that to you. Do you know what I mean?
He was very protective of her, too. I mean, they were only 18 months apart. He wouldn't
twin,
let his
basically.
Friends near any near her.
Right, right. So just let her know, you know, if anything comes up whenever she's pregnant, everything will be fine. Her brother's taking care of it. Okay, Carolyn, we do have to let you go, though. I know these readings are super, super quick, but thank you so much for calling
in. No, I appreciate it very much. Thank you all so much.
Of course. You take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was an interesting one. Okay.
Right? Expect that.
We're going to get emails like 5 years from now about this. I'm going to be like, Rebecca, do you know what happened? I don't even remember.
Joe, just wait. You know, I've had people show up pregnant going, well, you predicted this.
Right. Like, oh, I don't remember,
yep,
but I'm,
I did.
I hope we're happy about it. Okay, so next up we have Michelle from Massachusetts. Hi, Michelle. Ooh. Michelle?
I wanted a little reading, and I recently was told that a male soulmate was going to be coming into my life, and I'm wondering if Rebecca gets anything around that. When, how, anything about him, anything at all.
I love that, but I'm going to have to go into the little medium versus psychic comment. Is that fair?
That's fine.
Can I do that, Joe?
Yeah, do what you got to do, babe.
Okay. What was your first name again, huh?
Michelle.
Okay. There's a big difference between psychic and mediumship. So here's you go. When it's mediumship, it's you, me, and them. Them meaning your loved ones in spirit that want to come through and say hi to you. You need three, the power of at least three. I need them to speak to me, to speak to you. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Medium, in the middle. Fair?
Yeah.
Get it? Okay. Psychic. I don't need any spirits at all. No guides, no loved ones, no heaven above, no energy, no Akasha, no nothing. Just you and me. And psychically is how I would read whether or not you're going to see a soulmate pretty soon. So what I want to make sure that you know and that the listeners know is that it's two completely distinct, different gifts, different abilities, different energies, and different consciousnesses. I would love to be able to tell you about relationships right now for you, but that is absolutely psychic. And if I close down the mediumship part and go into the psychic part, y'all are going to lose me. Don't want me to do that. And it,
I see.
Not that I can't do both. I just, you know what I mean? It's like that. I say this though, when it comes to your soulmate coming, you can't miss them. And when you were talking, June kept coming into my mind. The month of June, it's in June. Here comes June. Where's June? So I just will share that with you.
No, I appreciate that. I don't know if there's on the medium end any general message from spirit. I have someone very close to me who went into spirit in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely tap in for you spiritually. Absolutely. And maybe they'll say something about your soulmate coming. Did you lose a mom?
No.
Hmm. Your mom is still here?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Would you know if there's a female that could come through connected with a name like a Barb? Barbara? B's and R's. Brenda's? Barbara's? Bonnie doesn't know. Joe, I might be.
Yeah, I'll pop in real quick. Okay. So, Michelle, would your mother happen to have any issues with Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I mean,
she's
sort of refusing all help and services, so haven't been able to get her evaluated, but we are concerned about that.
Okay, because I keep hearing about that, and sometimes, usually if it's like very advanced Alzheimer's, mediums will get that person on the other side.
Yes.
So I don't know exactly how advanced this is, but the second Rebecca asked, if your mom was in spirit, my guides actually said to me, like, there's like an Alzheimer's issue or dementia or something. So I think Rebecca may be tuning into your mom's energy, on like the part that's sort of in between, especially if she's if she can get into a state where she kind of doesn't know who people are, you know, things like that that come along with that disease. Now, with that being said, I will back Rebecca up on the name thing because I am getting a similar name. But I actually didn't hear it as like a BR name. I thought I was hearing like Bob, Bobby, could be Barbara when I get it like that. So, Michelle, are you sure you don't know who that would be? It could be someone living too. It does not have to be someone past.
It's not ringing a bell, no.
Okay, that's okay. Just please keep that there. But I am hearing about it. Do get a man on the other side as well who does come through. I'll try to do this quick in the last minute or two that we have. He does come through with the information that he passed sort of before his time. So I'm not getting a super old guy is my point. I'm maybe middle age, maybe if he was in his 60s, I'd be shocked. So do you have husband or brother that's on the other side?
Yes.
It's your husband?
My brother, who I was very close to.
It's your brother. Okay, got it. Excuse me for confusing the two, but it's a generational thing. I'm getting this B name from your brother. So are you sure your brother didn't have a best friend that was like Bobby or Barb, Bob? Like, again, I don't mean to bully you with these.
Or maybe I was just getting brother and thought it was a name.
No, I think you're getting a name because I kind of got the same thing.
Okay.
I wrote it down. It might come to me later, you know?
Yeah, just think about that with your brother. Now, you and your brother are not twins, correct?
No, but we're very close.
I was going to say, you feel like twins. Like, the two of you either must have looked a lot alike. Like, people could look at the two of you and be like, oh, that's obviously, you know, her brother, his sister, that kind of thing. He showed me the two of you still being connected, like that soulmate energy.
He
said for me to tell you, well, first he showed me the number 14. So I don't know what's either like January 4th or the 14th of the month, but there's got to be something. But just think about that, a birthday, passing, anniversary like that, but 1-4. Your brother said that even though your mom needs your help and stuff right now, he does not want you to use that as an excuse to not like do things or live your life. Or, do you know what I'm saying? Like, he still wants you to carve out a little time for you to do your thing. Not even just connected to relationship, but in general, because he is making you feel like you could get caught in that caretaker mode and then completely forget that Michelle is still a human and she needs things. Do you know what I'm saying? He's also shown me like moving into a brand new house or like building a house on a plot of land. Are you planning on doing that at any point, or have you done that already? Like, it feels kind of like a retirement age thing, but I'm not convinced you're that age yet.
Well, I do want to move at some point. I'm not ready right now, but yes, it is on my mind, and I don't know where I'll be moving, but I do want to move because.
Yeah, in the last couple of seconds, I am getting somewhere a little bit further south. So I'm in New York, so I'll read based where I am. So maybe it's like a Carolina or even like Maryland. You'll see, but there's some connection to like, but it's like a new house, or you're going to be building a house. I see that as well. But your brother's just trying to give you some stuff to look forward to. Okay, Michelle.
Would that possibly be Cape Cod?
Yes.
I guess it could be. I was getting somewhere a little warmer, I got to be honest. So I'm not sold on that
warmer.
One. You'll see.
Okay.
But we do have to let you go, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, you take care.
You too. Right, thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. Thank you for explaining that, Rebecca, because that can throw you off in these little five-minute readings. I do understand.
Yeah, I was, because she was starting to talk about the relationship and my energy really went to like, okay,
right,
it's coming. Yeah. I told her June. So, you know, as far as where she's going to be living, it could have something.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that unfolds. These five-minute readings, you know, we can only give as much as we get. Okay, so next up, we have Melanie from Nevada. Hi, Melanie. Melanie, are you there?
Hello.
Uh-oh, I think we might have lost Melanie. Okay, after Melanie, we have Tess from Florida. Hi, Tess.
Hey, how are you both? Hi, Joe.
Good.
How, Rebecca?
How are you? Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to get in tonight. This is terrific.
Oh, good. I know sometimes it's hard to get through, right? okay,
yeah,
so Tess,
I feel so blessed.
Oh, good. Did you have a question for me and Rebecca, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I'd like to connect to Spirit, please.
Okay, perfect. I will turn you over to Rebecca. Actually, Rebecca is Rebecca's muted right now.
Oh, and can I ask you, when is the Mohegan Sun event that you spoke about at the start of the show? You never said the date.
Rebecca didn't. That's right. We didn't say the date. I know it's in August. Rebecca's muted, so maybe something's happening on her end, but I'll start the reading.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
Oh,
there you are.
My battery was dying, and I plugged in, and I wonder if I plugged in, if it, not, Spirit could have messed with that one.
Honestly, we've had three calls drop, so I don't know what's going on tonight. But Rebecca,
Spirit is just crazy tonight, trying to get to
it.
That's what they're doing.
So let her and everyone else know the dates of the expo, and then you will tune in for her. And then
yes,
I'll jump
it's Saturday, August 19th, and Sunday, August 20th. Kim Russo's event is Saturday, August 19th in the evening. Mine is on Saturday morning, and Joe's is Saturday afternoon AM on both days. So it's $15 to get in each day, or $25 for both days. And then, yeah, August 19th and 20th, it's going to be huge.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. I'm just excited to hang out with you guys
great.
In person.
Okay.
Yeah, be nice to meet everyone.
Cool. All right, ready?
Sure.
All right. I'll let you tune in first, and then I'll jump in if we need to, okay?
Tess, right?
Yes, honey.
I feel like you are my best friend.
Aw. Well,
did
thank
you.
You.
Lose
I've been a member of Forever Family Foundation for probably 20 years. I used to live on Long Island, New York.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm in Florida now, and
so you don't.
And I'm a
now you let the medium
I'm
talk
a
now, Tess.
Medium, yes,
Tess?
Sweetheart, yeah.
So you
yes.
have to let the medium talk. You can't say all your details to me if I'm going to read you. Do we have a best friend in spirit? Do you have a best friend in spirit?
I just lost two friends, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Did you lose a male and a female?
Yes.
Because I feel like I have a female coming through.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the letter J as well. Doesn't mean I don't have both of them, but at the moment I feel like I have the female talking to me. And you know what? She says that you are her absolute bundle of sunshine. And if spirit missed people, she would miss you.
Aw.
I think you're like a mentor to her in some way. Does that make sense?
Could be.
Did you work together?
No. Well, in a limited way.
I don't know.
Once
it just
twice,
seems like you
I
have
guess.
Some.
Yeah.
You have some sort of camaraderie that she absolutely respects and learned from you.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
She says, "Don't give up." She talks about you trying to accomplish something. Like, don't give up. Like, I don't know, if she was talking to me, it'd be keep going up and down them stairs and exercising, you know, like she's talking about being mobile.
Okay.
And I feel like she wants you to know that she can be mobile right now. Was she sick?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Was she in a wheelchair?
At the end, it was hard for her to walk.
Okay. She doesn't seem that old.
No. Mm-mm.
Is it like Judy?
Do you want me to tell you?
Is it Jody? Judy?
No, it's actually Marty.
Marty. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like Jody mm-hmm. or Judy. Marty.
No.
All mm-hmm. right. All I know is she's telling me that she's enjoying being up and about. I think when you are out in nature, I don't know if you're a hiker or if you're trying to, or if you're in boats or what you're trying to do, but she's like, I'm right there with you. I'm cheering you on. Kes, she makes me feel like you have like 99% of the world a piece of anxiety about something that you're trying to conquer. And she says, I'm right there with you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's important. I don't want to, it's not negative. It's something that you're dealing with, though. And she.
Yes, it is. And so could you just explain that or again, please? The 99%.
Well, you know, I feel like I don't want to say, oh, Tess, you have this extreme anxiety about something and your best friend Marty is with you about it. You know what I mean? But it's
mm-hmm.
because everybody has anxiety over things like that, that their loved ones are with them through, you know? But I feel like mm-hmm. like she's pointing it out. And as a medium, I can't not say it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So.
Okay.
Are you like getting out of the house or?
I just left a bad marriage and I'm getting dragged through the court system.
Okay. So I'm just going to call that a lot of anxiety. I want to cry for you, like a lot of anxiety. And what makes me want to cry is that your best friend, who you really need right now, just wants you to know that she's right there next to you holding your hand. Like this is, she's good like this with you. This other guy's got a totally different personality. I don't know if it's a different nationality, but she just brought in another friend. Did they know each other?
About 30 seconds left.
All right, that's not very much.
I'm not sure who that is.
That's okay. I just, well, we'll just stick with what we had, and please know that she's with you through all that. And girl, keep your head up. That crown's going to fall. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tess.
Thanks
have a good one.
Appreciate it, both.
All right.
You
take
got
care.
It.
Okay, Rebecca, we have time for one more quick one. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we have Stephanie from Virginia. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. So grateful to be here. Thank you so much. Oh. I'd love to connect with Spirit.
Sure, you got it.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I hope you are.
I am. I don't want to just start with an animal, but was there a cat that we recently lost?
Well, there's a cat right beside me.
Okay. Is it on
his
your
brother
right
years
side?
Ago. Yes,
is the cat on your,
ma'am.
On your right? Okay, like on your mm-hmm. hip, just one on your hip because you're sideways so you won't move.
Yeah.
I can't believe
right
you've been holding this
him.
Long that this. Okay, so you've been holding, the cat has moved up on you. There's another cat next to you in spirit with this cat with you.
Aww,
okay,
because yes.
I am his literally brother. Like in your house getting pet by your cat. And I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, I love it. Gosh.
Okay, is there a mom crossed?
No.
Okay.
She was like a mom. Same energy.
Okay, then but she's sitting on the couch also. Are you on a couch?
I'm actually in my bed.
Okay, that's fine. That's couch-like. Some couches are people's beds. We got you. Some beds are people's couches. Okay. But she's sitting there with you. So this is somebody who's like,
oh,
connected to you in a way. So if it's like a mom.
Yeah.
Can I go to grandma? No.
Well,
it, doesn't seem that
it could be grandma.
No, or, I feel like it would be somebody sitting in your... No, so if I'm going to be like a mom, I'm not sure. Let me listen. Hold on. Let me listen. I see a D, the letter D. I see the month of May. Did this woman live with you?
No.
Okay, that's fine. She's just looking around you. Like, I'm in your house. Oh, weird. Because of the cat, that thing. Does she know the cat? Do you have mm-hmm. her cat? Like, there's some sort of connection. Okay. Was this a person who crossed because they were sick?
It was an aneurysm. The one I'm
so that would
of.
Be an illness, not a trauma. I would understand that.
Yes.
Like a mom. I feel like I would want to say a grandmother, but are you thinking an aunt?
She was a friend. She was my friend's mom, but we were very, very close. She's
so
my
to
mom's
me, that would be,
though.
I'm going to say that feels more like the aunt line than it would be to me, the grandma
okay.
line. I just can't
okay.
go to that space.
About a minute left.
Caretaker. Okay. And I might let you jump in too, Joe, because what I feel the most that I want to say to you right now is that
yeah.
I don't think I'm bringing in exactly who you want. And I think that's because they're telling me they're always in the house and you're always getting signs from them anyway. Somebody is showing me a bunch of pennies and they're talking really fast because Joe said a minute. And I go, okay, so pennies is definitely going to be a sign somewhere. I turn around and I see
okay.
just a lot of animals with you. And I think that somewhere along the line, you either brought them in or and animals are not my forte as a medium. But of course, they are with our loved ones. And some people cry more over their animals than their people. Mm. This mother figure with me seems to be somebody who would be hanging out with you. They would have been in your bedroom with you. They'll sit on the couch with you. They'll eat a meal with you. It's really is somebody who you probably considered a mom when you really needed the mom energy.
Mm. Lovely.
And she's thankful for that. Did she smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did she smoke like pot too?
She
right.
Did.
So, okay. So
uh-huh.
I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm sitting with her, and I don't know if this is your apartment or not, but we're sitting at, and this is what she shows me, which I know is not still a picture. Or maybe you have this picture of her. She's got her hair pulled back, and like just the top of it is in a ponytail, but the bottom of it is hanging down.
Okay.
So it's like it's hot, and she pulled it back, and she's got this white tank top on that I feel like she wears all the time. She's at a square kitchen
wow.
table, and I see her with a cigarette in her mouth, and I see other smoking paraphernalia on the table, and I feel like she's just so fucking so happy to see you. Oh my god!
It slipped.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll chalk it up to it was her energy.
That was horrible. Did she curse?
Oh no, that's her. She's cool. That's great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I got to make you laugh before I let you go. Rebecca, when you said, you know, Joe, you might need to jump in. The one thing I was going to bring up was marijuana. And then you said it a second later. And I was like, well, now I have nothing to contribute. So
I know.
You did good.
That was the confirmation I needed. That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I know.
Okay.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, the confirmation and the cursing. Got it. All right, well, we'll have to label
no.
this episode explicit in the archive or something. But yeah, well, Stephanie,
hey,
thank you
all.
So much for calling. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Take care.
Right.
Thank you.
You
bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Foul Mouth. No, I'm kidding.
Rebecca? Have not ever done that, not once. I can't believe I did that. I broke my streak.
That's all right. A decade is pretty good. But our guest tonight was Rebecca LaCicero. So thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And Rebecca, if any of our listeners want more information about you or to book a reading or whatever, reach out, say thank you, say hi. Is your website the best way for you to be reached?
Yeah, which is my full name, Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero, or just go through the list. Just go to the Forever Family Foundation's website and get updated and go down the list and I'm there.
Yep, on our Medium, Certified Mediums page, we're all there. I'm there, Rebecca's there, everyone's there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rebecca, thank you as always. It's always a pleasure, always so much fun to have you. And
thank
I'd like
you.
To, oh, thanks. I'd like to thank our listeners as well for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A, 2 R's, 1 T. And you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. The same handle. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.